Good morning. We continue with Chayodim Klal Chavzayin, Simon Tezayin. And we left off discussing what do we do? We have this Machlokes Rishonim, whether a person is Mechuyev to Daven Tashlumin or he's has no Chiyev at all. And if he has no Chiyev at all, he's not able to Daven Tashlumin. So what should he do? So Chayodim leaves off with he should do it with a Nedova. Now, what's this idea of a Nedova? Let's explain this idea. This is explained in Simon Kuvzayin. Arachayim Simon Kuf Zayin, that the Gemara brings a mandamer which says that a person can daven a tefillah called a tefillas nedava. A person has a chiyuv to bring the daven three times a day, and we paskin that the korban, the tefillas of the day correspond to the korban tamid. So shacharis corresponds to the tamid of the morning, and mincha corresponds to the tamid of Ben Rabboim. Okay, now, if a person would want to daven another Shmon Esrei, but as a chiyuv, it's like adding another korban tamid. Now that's also to do. You can't add another korban tamid. That'd be Yisur Bal Toisev. You're adding on to the mitzvahs, and Ma'ariv corresponds to the Avorim, which you put on the mizbeach, which can be done during the nighttime as well. Okay, but let's say a person wants to daven a nedava. He says, you know what, I want to bring a korban nedava besides the chiyuv. Korban Tamid, which the Tzibur brings every day. So a person can bring a Korban Nadava. So Rabbi Yochanan says that a person can daven a Tefillah as a Tefillah Nadava as well. And this is how the Halacha is understood. Now, so a person wants to daven a Tefillah Nadava. So let's apply this over here. We'll come to say like this. Maybe I have a Chiyuv to daven Teshlum, because according to the Rif and the Chacher prevents it, others, it's like I did not daven. I forgot mentioning Shabbos by Mincha. I forgot to mention Yalav Yavoi by Mincha Rosh Chodesh. So it's like I didn't daven. That undermines the halachic validity of my Shmoneh Esrei. So I have a chiyuv daven two maariv. But even according to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Tosfos says, it says that you have no chiyuv to go back because you davened already. I can daven a tefillah sedava. I can daven an extra tefillah. So you make a tanai. And before the person davens, he davens Ma'ariv, and then he's about to daven a second Shmoneh Esrei for Tashlumin, and he says it tonight. If I'm a chuyiv to daven a tefillah Tashlumin, like the opinion of the Rif, so I'm davening this tefillah, which I'm about to say now, as my chiyuv Tashlumin. If, however, the halacha is like the Rebbeinu Yehuda, that I'm not a chuyiv to daven a tefillah Tashlumin, I want this tefillah to be a tefillah Nedava. So this is the solution that the Rebbeinu Yehuda in his Pirush and Masechtas Brachos suggested to. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens this opinion. Okay, now, the Rebbeinu Yehuda adds one more point, which is an important point to understand when we talk about the halacha of Tefillas Nedava. That the Tefillas Nedava, the halacha, if a person wants to daven a Nedava, not because of a situation of Safek. He just wants to daven another, Shmoneh Esrei, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and we paskens like this, a person can do so. But how do we tell that what you're doing is tefillas nedava and not trying to daven another Shmoneh Esrei as a chiyuv, which is also to do? So the solution is that you add something. You have to mechadash b'dover. You have to add a new tefillah. You have to ask for something new which you didn't ask for in the previous tefillah. Now there are a few pratim in this halacha of asking for the extra bakasha. What does it mean you have to ask? So it doesn't apply to the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Those are not brachas, the main point of those brachas is not bakasha. It's praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc. But in the middle brachas, the 13 brachas in the middle, you should be moisif. Now, number one, you cannot be yotzef by adding in shemeya tefillah, because Tvi'antil, we're always adding different things in over there. People add things there constantly. That doesn't indicate that you're davening this as an adava as opposed to a chayv. Okay, number one. Number two, do you need to add a chidush in every bracha, or is it enough to add a new bakasha, a new special request from Hashem in any one of the brachas? Any one of the brachas, middle brachas, as one has, a person can ask for something which is appropriate for that bracha. So in Rashi Masechtas Avodah Zarah says, we mentioned this before, that if a person is in the bracha of Atachoneg, he wants to be able to remember his learning better. So he can daven to Hashem, please help me remember my learning better. He wants to be able to understand more quickly. So he can daven for that. He wants somebody else to be able to learn better. He can daven for that, etc. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's mechagas b'sharim whether you have to be mechadash in each bracha or one bracha is sufficient. And therefore, he says that a person should be, when a person davens a tefillas nadava, he has to add a chiddush, a new bakasha, and every one of the brachas, preferably. But b'diavad, one is enough. So it comes to Ben Yonah and says over here, the chiddush is that what you're doing is you're adding something special. You're adding the ability to take care of your, help your, with your possible chiyuv of tashlumen. So over here, you do not need to add any special nubakashas. You can daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei with a Tanai, and that's sufficient. So that's the opinion of how the Shulchan Aruch approaches this. And we will see that the Chayyadim raises an issue with it, and they will talk about that Bezat Hashem in the following shir. Have a good day.